USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old man winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Travelers boarding flights to Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration will be facing extra security on all major airline carriers. United, American, Southwest, and Delta all making the changes. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC his airline will add other security measures at airports across the country.
Well, one thing we're going to do is we're going to not allow anyone to check a firearm into any of the Metro D.C. airports starting this weekend and carrying it through the next week, unless you are law enforcement and you're authorized to be carrying one.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $400 billion for vaccinations and reopening schools. Biden's plan would also extend and expand unemployment benefits and raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A name familiar to many college football fans is now heading to the NFL.
The Jacksonville Jaguars announced the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head coach, replacing Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included three national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh has been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last three seasons and replaces Adam Gase, who was let go after 2 years. The Jets and Saleh have agreed in principle to a five-year deal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
January is Human Trafficking Month. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is asking the public to learn the warning signs of trafficking.
Look for kids who seem out of place or seem like they shouldn't be in a certain place at a given time at night or during the day, and it makes you feel uncomfortable. They seem to have an adult who's very controlling and who tends to speak for them.
That was DCFS Director Mark Smith. Smith adds that child trafficking happens all over the United States, and the average age of the victim is 14. If you suspect a child is being trafficked, call 911. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.